Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Good afternoon, my elder.
Good afternoon, how are you?
Very well, thank you. And how are you, Elder Lloyd?
I am well. I hope you're well too.
We are well. Thank you so much for asking. I do hope that your day has been fine so far.
It has been. It has been. And I hope it has been okay on your side as well.
It's been fantastic. Thank you so much for asking. Now, in the last few VOP lessons, we've discussed at length the sanctuary and its meaning and significance to the followers of Christ. But there are some differences between the earthly sanctuary and the heavenly sanctuary. Let's talk about, you know, these, as well as how Christ is revealed to us in the sanctuary. Now, what are some of the main differences outlined in the lesson between the earthly and the heavenly sanctuary?
Okay. Some of the main differences, first of all, is that the earthly sanctuary is the type of the heavenly sanctuary, which is the antitype. Basically, it means that the earthly sanctuary is a shadow of what the heavenly sanctuary is.
Okay.
In simple terms, when we're talking about the earthly sanctuary, we are talking about something that mimics the actual original, which is the heavenly sanctuary.
Okay.
So, yes. So basically, what happened in the earthly sanctuary was basically mimicking what is happening in the greater sanctuary, which is the heavenly sanctuary. Some of the things that you will find there is that you will find the lamb that was actually a mimic of the greater lamb, which is Christ. Hence, when John sees Christ coming, he says, "Behold, the Lamb of God that taketh away all sins of the world." There is quite a number of things that we can touch about, but the ministry of the priests actually represented the ministry of Christ in heaven as well.
Yeah. Now, yes. Thank you for that. Now, please explain to us how Christ's sacrifice stands at the very heart of the sanctuary system. Seems a bit confusing. If you can just outline that for us clearly.
Yes. I'm glad that you're speaking of Christ being the center of the sanctuary system. In most cases, whenever you go to churches and you hear people explaining the sanctuary, you hear people featuring the devil, when the devil features nowhere in the sanctuary. This is basically Christ. Christ is the main feature in Christ alone. Now, you find that each and everything that is in the sanctuary represents Christ. From the gate, being Christ, being the way to the Father, there is no other person that we can go through. There is no other gate that we can use in order to go to God except through Christ. To going to the sacrifice, Christ being our sacrifice, Christ being our Passover lamb, meaning that Christ helps us to pass over death, the eternal death, and helps us to cross over. And this is why after he died, in Revelation chapter 1, verses 18, he says, "Behold, I am he that is living and was dead, and is alive forevermore. And I now have the keys of Hades and death." What basically Christ is saying there is that since he has died, he has made sure that we don't have to taste death, because he has gone to the grave, he has redeemed, he has actually taken the keys of death itself, of death and the grave. So meaning that we don't have to go through this, we don't have to go through death, because Christ has gone through it for us. Now, if you go to the sanctuary, you will find that the bread represents Christ as the bread of life, as he has said in the book of Matthew. And then you find the lampstands, which also represent Christ, which basically is the way of life. He is also our light, the light that lights out everything. So Christ is central in the, we can speak about a whole lot of things, but he is central in the earthly and the heavenly sanctuary.
Yeah, sent. So in both of these, the type, as you said, and the anti-type, he plays a central role, as it were.
He plays a central role, yes.
I see. Now, in the sanctuary, in the earthly sanctuary, these sacrifices were done, you know, regularly, you know, from what we're told and what we read in the scripture. You know, I think every year there will be these sanctuaries and the significances, the processes, etc. But we see that Christ only died once. What is the significance of this single death in contrast to the yearly sacrifices that were done in the earthly sanctuary?
Okay, excuse me. Now, Christ died once. Now, this is why you see that when Christ died, even the lamb that was actually reserved for his death, even the lamb that was reserved for sacrifice on that particular day, it ran away because the substance, the shadow had actually met the substance. Meaning that, therefore, that Christ... Everything that was done there, it was done so that it can keep us in remembrance of the actual lamb that is going to be sacrificed, Christ who is going to be sacrificed. So now that Christ has been sacrificed, what he then says is he gives us the Holy Communion because he cannot die over and over again because our death can only be once. This is why we baptize a person once to symbolize that the person has died to sin. So basically, what Christ can only die once, and we can only die once. We can only die once and be resurrected with him. So basically, yearly was just a reminder. Now, the reminder that is left is the Holy Communion. The Holy Communion, he says, do this in remembrance of me.
I see. So hang on. What were we supposed to do in remembrance?
Okay. If you go to the earthly sanctuary, what was happening during that time, during the time of the Passover, the people would be outside. In fact, when the sacrifices were done, they would be outside during the time of what do you call the Day of Atonement. They would be outside. They would be pleading and they would be confessing their sins, which is basically what happens right now. Throughout all ages, we are supposed to be confessing our sins because Christ has died. It means that when Christ died, what he did is that he exchanged his righteousness for our sins so that he can transport our sins to the grave. And then when he comes out of the grave, he comes out having buried our sins there. So meaning, therefore, that our sins are buried together with Christ. So what we are supposed to do right now is we're supposed to confess our sins. We are supposed to try him. And hence Paul says, I die daily, meaning that each and every day is supposed to be a day of confession. It's supposed to be a day of coming closer to Christ to basically ask for for forgiveness of our sins and to grow closer to him so that we can be more and more like him as we grow. He says, be holy as I am holy.
Oh, I see. Is that what we're supposed to be doing in his remembrance?
In his remembrance, we're supposed to be doing exactly what he did. We're supposed to be doing the acts. Remember that when Christ died, before he died, he says, I'm leaving you the Holy Spirit. He will teach you. He will teach you. But not only that, Matthew chapter 12 says, go ye therefore into all world, teaching them. So basically, when we convert, we are converted into mission. We are converted into mission and we are supposed to be bringing all flocks. We're supposed to be telling the world about the Christ that died for us. But also, he says in the book of Hebrews that remember, therefore, that we have got a high priest in case you may sin. We have got a high priest who has gone through life here and he knows exactly what happens in on this earth. So in case we sin, we can go back to him and humble ourselves and he will forgive us and give us a new start.
All right.
Yes.
Right. Let's conclude, my elder. What are some of the things that, you know, one or two items that you would want to emphasize on as we close off?
I would want to emphasize on number one that Christ is central to everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you read the book of Genesis, it says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
Yeah.
So, in the beginning of, I mean, each and every day should be a new beginning for us. It should be an opportunity to begin our day with Him.
Mm-hmm.
Should be an opportunity to go to Christ and ask Him to help us throughout this journey. So, meaning that if we want a life that is Christ-like, we need to be able to go to Christ each and every day so that He can recreate us anew.
Mm.
And then number two, we need to remember that God knows who we are. He knows where we struggle. So let's go to Him and ask for forgiveness and ask for power so that we can be able to make it during that day when Christ comes again to take those who have done according to His will.
Yeah, beautiful.
So, yeah.
Wow.
All I can say is that let's stay in prayer. This is what the Bible says and emphasizes, that remain in prayer until I come.
Lovely, lovely. Well, my elder, thank you so much for joining us and, of course, outlining, you know, for us those, you know, differences between the earthly and the heavenly sanctuary. And, of course, having learnt some new terms, the type, anti-type and all of that. And I do hope that everyone who's listening has gained something there. Thank you so much. We are going to be connecting with you again in the near future.
Thank you so much. And may God bless you and the listeners as well.
Thank you. Blessings.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.